turn on the light. Don't lap it, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on. Crash course for the ravers. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs will burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. And at the astronaut who stands and stares by his cabinet, he's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for aging men. It's not in it, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more, like the video film.
WMFO, you are a crash course for the Reavers show. It's going to be a good one. We got Rockwood Taylor already set up here. When do you think you guys want to go on? 1:30?
Yeah, that sounds good.
1:30? Or do you want longer? We can go 2? 1:30. Okay, 1:30, we'll have a live act here. And you can call in with requests before and after that. 855-915-9636 is our number. I'm Brian. And, yeah, I got to put some music up for you guys. Why don't we hear Bowie doing what I just sang? Because I just have it cued. And I'll get some great music for you. Request 855-915-9636.
to bed. Don't forget to turn on the light. Don't laugh, babe, it'll be alright. Pour me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book. We can meet up alone and try to get it on like once before. When people stared in Jagger's eyes and scorn, like the video films we saw. His name was always Funny, and he'd shrug and ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course.
Taking a phone call at the same time. Oh, God. And I somehow clicked out of that. What are we going to play? Somebody wanted to play here some cards, so I'll do that. I had a bad night. I'm shaky right now. I'll tell you about that in a minute. The cards, huh? Moving in stereo. Here we go. Thank you, Lynn. UFO. You're on the air.
Hey,
it's
Rosie.
What's up, Rosie?
Well, I wanted to hear some more cars. You started out with...
That was Lynn's request. Yeah, you wanted to hear Cruiser? I have a remastered version right here.
Oh, bitchin'. And Candio.
She's from California with a bitchin'.
Oh, shut up.
Candio, I got a short version I'll play after Cruiser. All right?
Well, I don't want a short version. I want the...
I don't know what version it is. 2 minutes and 34 seconds, though. That doesn't sound as long as the regular Candio.
Anyway. Everybody's listening to 91.5.
Thank you.
Everybody listen.
Thank you, Rosie.
91.5 in Medford.
Now, normally I'd go into a song, but... yeah, our drummer didn't show for a gig last night, and it's got me, like, all shooken up. Still can't get a hold of the guy. I don't know if he was pinched or what, our drummer. But, yeah, we had to cancel the show last night, and, yeah, I still can't get over it. But hopefully we'll figure this out by Monday so we can play next week, you know?
Yeah.
Lynn, what's going on?
Play me some cards.
I'll play you some cards, Rosie. I got to talk to Lynn for a second. Lynn Taylor.
Is this on? That's why I never know whether to talk.
Yeah, you're on now.
All right. I don't want to.
Yeah, you guys are going to go on at 1:30, right?
Yep. Sounds good. We're just getting set up here.
Right on.
Figure it out.
And I don't know what happened to my music here. My music bed. There we go. I don't feel right unless I have something under my voice. I don't know why. Like, I stop.
You
know, like,
you need a soundtrack for your life.
Yes. Well, I think there is one. And we're playing it now. Okay, Rockwood Taylor coming up at 1:30. Hey, this one goes out to Rosie.
to write letters to each other a lot. And it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over and she wishes that she was never born.
So I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, a counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
It would have been horrible for me if she never talked to me again, but I'd live with it because I know she'd be alive.
Definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 888-333-AFSP, or online at afsp.org.
I need you. the moonlight through the window shines so gently on your keys. I could not walk past you tonight. You remember me. First you were an upright in the basement corner in the cold. Tiny fingers eager to learn. Many stories yet untold. And then you were $100 spinet. The kind they have in music class. And how I loved you and how you loved me back. And how the lonely hours would pass. And now the moonlight through the window shines so gently on your keys. And I could not walk past you tonight. You remember me.
Preview of what's coming up, I guess. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and it's a crash course for the Ravers show, and have the live act on a little earlier this time, because you guys are kind of an acoustic act, huh? Rockwood
we
Taylor.
Are. Yes, we
yes,
are.
Yes, we are.
And what are you gonna play for us?
Well, we have this new EP that has...
Rockwood Taylor, Finding Home.
Yes, you can find it on Bandcamp. And that was one tune you just played the first cut off of it. And we're going to play a couple more, but we're gonna start with some songs that are not on the EP.
Okay, that one was You Remember Me.
Yes.
Okay. Everyone, tune in. Tell your friends.
Rockwood Taylor.
Rockwood Taylor is live right now.
There was a man, he had lots of money. A wife and kids, but he still was lonely. Plenty to eat, but he still was hungry. Always drinking, but he still was thirsty. Had a big job, he was plenty busy. Down with the road rage in the high-rise city. And for his neighbor, he would show no pity. Hit the ground and you can't stop running. Hit the ground and you can't tick, tick, tick. She got no life, but she always busy. She always smiling, but she never happy. No one knows it, but she thinks she's cracking. Tries to tell him, but he doesn't listen. He tries to listen, but he can't hear nothing except the sound of his own heart thumping. And it sounds like, ha, 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 ha. He hit the ground and he can't stop running. He hit the ground and he can't stop. Hit the ground and you can't stop running. Hit the ground and you can't stop. Hey! He had a daughter, she was way too skinny. She tries to eat, but she feels so ugly. A great big hole where there should be a family. A great big house where she can keep her only. He had a son, the son was always angry. He blew things up when he was feeling badly. He got to come one day and killed his family. And it sounded like, hit the ground and you can't stop running. Hit the ground and you can't stop. Hit the ground and you can't stop running. Hit the ground and you can't stop. Hit the ground and you can't stop running. Hit the ground and you can't stop. Hit the ground and you can't stop running. Hit the ground and you can't stop.
Woo! Yeah.
Rock with Taylor, everyone. 91.5 WMFO.
Yep.
Yep.
And
that'd be us.
Where are you guys playing out?
We are playing, let's see. Next, we are playing actually at Cider Hill Farm in Amesbury.
But we will be down in Boston.
That sounds fun. You're at a farm?
Yeah. It's in Amesbury.
Sorry, Charlie.
Oh, no worries.
It's the 19th. It's an afternoon. It's like they're having a festival, they call it the Golden Apple Festival.
Cool.
So we're going to be there. And then, yes, as Charlie was saying, we're going to be at Loretta's Last Call on June 1st. We're going to be at Smutty Nose Brewery in Hampton on the 24th. So that's just May and
more shows to follow. After that, the booking machine to the right of me.
And you guys have a Facebook page. People can look up stuff if they don't remember. And
all the stuff. RockwoodTaylor.anything and you'll find us.
Right on.
We're on Bandcamp, Instagram, Facebook.
Great.
Yeah.
So they're everywhere. And what are you going to play next?
This is a song called Bad Penny.
Sounds good.
All righty.
We are.
You can pick me up and rub me. too short to set me
Lynn. Yeah. Lynn, you sound great. And yeah, the sound's coming out of your piano. It sounds like you got a grand piano in front of you.
I know. This thing is awesome.
It's great.
I love this piano. And it's like smaller and more portable than my other one. My other one was like moving a sarcophagus.
Right.
This I think one's I helped only you. Like I think moving I helped a pine you with coffin. Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Right.
I'm sure.
Very good.
I couldn't move it by myself.
Brian was like, what the hell you got in here? Four bodies?
I'm used to it. Feeling weak today, though, but you guys sound great. What do you have next?
Well, let's see. We're going to do one off the CD, I think, next.
Yeah, this one's called Steel Wheels.
Off the Finding Home EP.
Yes, which you can find on Bandcamp. Rockwood Taylor at Bandcamp.
Right on.
Yeah.
It's all yours. MFO.
This guitar is so out of tune. I'm very sorry.
It's live radio. You can do whatever you want, Charlie.
It wasn't offending me.
You can't bend
me
on an old
much.
Martin like that and expect it to stay in tune.
I was digging it.
It wasn't offending me so far.
Right.
But then
you weren't playing piano with that.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm on the wrong thing to do. So anyway, yes, we are Rockwood Taylor.
Look out, Charlie. You got a tiger climbing up your arm. Tattoos.
Yeah.
One-way 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
So, yeah, last time I was here, we were with a punk band, Halo and the Harlots.
Love them.
Yeah.
We heard one of their songs earlier, actually.
Yep, that was Fixin' to Die. And that was, I had asked you, were wondering which song to play, and I had thought that would be a good one because it's a Book of White song. It's a, you know, almost a traditional at this point. And so I thought maybe it could lead in a little bit to what we're doing now. Even though sonically it sounds a lot different, I think thematically, I always feel that punk music and, you know, folk music are similar, you know. And even in the chord structures.
Three sure. chords and the truth.
Yeah, so it's like whether you play it fast and loud or whether you play it it's slow and sweet, it's like a lot of it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's not bothering my ears. It's great.
So thanks for having us on this mostly punk show that we love.
Punk garage, local. Local, I'll play anyone, you know?
Yep, find someone on the street.
Sure.
There's always a guy in the street.
Today we found Rockwood Taylor. What do you have next?
All right, there we go. There's Steel Wheels. Here we go.
Yeah, that does sound better. You were right.
On Lonely Street, ended up on the Heartbreak Express. Got no real destination. I'm just a terrible mess. And those steel wheels keep rolling, carrying me places unknown. Places I've been have all been
in bright lights. Just a quick stop, only for the night. Full of whiskey, smoke and wine. I'm backsliding down these lines. And those steel wheels keep rolling, carrying me places unknown. So thick I need a machete. But I've been on these lines since I don't know when. And I'm sliding into oblivion. Yeah, those steel wheels keep rolling, carrying me places unknown.
Rockwood Taylor, everyone. I think I needed this today. Like,
awesome.
if I had like a loud punk band, I'd be like, oh, geez.
It's true. It's
bathroom break.
Yeah.
No, it sounds
Brown
wonderful.
No.
Excellent.
All right, so you got a tune for this next one. And we are gonna be at Loretta's Last Call, which I've never been to, but I heard
I've never even heard of it.
It's you've never heard of it? It's like
Loretta's Last Call.
It's Loretta's Last Call. It's in Boston. It's like a honky tonk in Boston. And I mean, it has a real Nashville flavor to it from what people have told me and from what I've seen.
It's in Boston.
It's in Boston. It's near Fenway.
Right behind the Green Monster.
Right behind the wall. Isn't that what somebody said?
Is it like where Chet's Last Call was?
I remember Chet's Last Call.
It sounds like the same area, isn't it?
That would be awesome if it was, because I'll let you know. But I've seen pictures of it. I mean, it looks like a Nashville honky tonk.
Right.
And
on.
You know, so we're psyched to be playing there.
That's funny. I got a Meat Puppet song queued up that says "Burn this honky tonk down."
Do it.
Maybe later.
No.
I'm sure you guys are going to burn it down.
It'll be fun. It's a brunch thing, so it's like Sunday, June 1st from 11 to 3, I think, yeah.
All right.
So come have brunch with us.
Making me hungry.
Good food, good music. Drink some afternoon beers. Mimosas? I don't know. What do you do? Mimosas at brunch,
yeah.
Right?
Just don't have too many and drive.
Yep.
Public service announcement.
Yeah. Hopefully that's not what
Take
happened
the
to your
tea,
drummer.
Man.
Yeah, we don't know what happened to our drummer last night.
Oh, that is so scary.
Hopefully I know by Monday.
Yeah.
Well, our EP is called Finding Home because it seemed after we recorded these four songs, it occurred to us that they're all about home in one way or the other.
Oh, you guys are trying to show me I don't need a drummer, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
I don't know. My guitarist said, no way.
Drummers are awesome and needed.
Charlie's a drummer.
Too.
Oh, okay.
This is actually
you
his...
You need a gig? Maybe you can drum for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk, Charlie. Might need you next week. What do you have next?
This next one is also off the EP, and it's called Where I Started From. So it's about finding home in yet another way.
All right. I got the wrong song going in the background, but that's okay. It's all yours, Rockwood Taylor, on MFO.
Just grab another band-aid and cover the scars. Calluses grow and life moves on. Every dark night brings a brighter dawn. But I'm still a stranger to this road I'm on. To do your best. Every morning when you get dressed, just remind yourself that you are blessed. Blessed by the sky, blessed by the ground, blessed when we're lost. lost and blessed when we're found. Blessed by the beauty that is all around. That's what I know for sure. But we've been traveling for so long. Our hearts get weary and our bones get tired. We've been traveling near and far, just trying to get there. Just trying to get there. Just trying to get there. To where we started.
Rockwood Taylor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many more you got?
Oh, we got a couple more, I guess. we can hang out. We can hang out.
I love listening to you. So, like two more?
Yeah.
All right.
That's kind of what we planned on.
All right.
So, what do you want to do, Charlie? Oh, we were talking about something on the way up. So, we got to think.
Oh,
about
you're tuning
what
up here.
He's tuning up. Yes.
Another.
Just for a second.
I don't know what we should do here.
Anything you like.
No, gotta think. Which one do you want to do, Charlie?
Do you want to start with House Carpenter?
Yeah.
A little traditional tune about a sailor that comes out of the sea.
And just do that if you want me to shut up, like you did, you know.
Oh, well, because. I just thought that you would think that was the end of the song and start talking, because a lot of times when you have those dramatic pauses in the middle of your song, like some,
it's a false ending, yeah.
Yeah, and so like a lot of times people start clapping, right. And then we're like, start playing again. It's like, ha ha,
yep,
we got you.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
We weren't finished.
Yeah, do you do that on stage too? Like, hold on, everyone.
Alrighty. So this is a traditional, it comes from England originally.
Rockatilla.
And it's all for the love of thee. Well, I could have married a king's daughter there, and I'm sure she'd have married me. But I have forsaken her crown of gold.